The BitTensor ecosystem is offering the type of moonshot plays that you just can't find anywhere else. So right now is the time to pay attention.
Millions of dollars are flowing into the BitTensor ecosystem. Subnets are up 100, 200% over the past month. In today's episode, you're going to find out exactly why this subnet could be the next red hot one.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
All eyes are on the BitTensor ecosystem. This is offering the type of moonshot plays via subnets that you just can't find anywhere else. In today's episode, we're going to explain to you why this subnet could be the next one to catch fire.
The time to pay attention is right now. Millions of dollars are flowing into the BitTensor ecosystem. You can see it all on chain. They're up 100, 200% over the past month, and they're offering maximum APY somewhere near north of 50%, which is incredible for tokens that are sitting around $10 million market caps. So that's absolutely crazy. In today's episode, by the end of it, you will understand why this could be the next red hot subnet. So we need to dive into this.
100%. So, you know, of course, if you follow this show, you know we're bullish on BitTensor. You know we're bullish on subnets. And as Josh just mentioned, the reason we are investing in subnet alpha tokens is one, to increase the amount of TAU we get, but two, because subnets particularly seem extremely undervalued in our personal opinion. This is not financial advice. You are looking at legitimate decentralized AI companies that are solving some of the biggest issues in AI and outside of AI today. So right now, a lot of our focus and attention is finding what subnet could be the next one to go on a massive run. And in today's episode, we're going to pick one, which could be the one.
Okay, 2025 has been the watershed moment for generative AI. Look everywhere around you. People, all your friends are using ChatGPT on the regular to ask questions around your baby or, you know, how to do a certain prompt or, you know, write a resume for me. You have companies are using AI agents finally. You have governments now forming framework around, you know, how to protect, you know, organizations around AI. Everything right now, it's AI, AI, AI. People are claiming that we're, you know, in a bubble. I highly speculate that we're not. I believe that this is only just the beginning. And AI is going to be completely unavoidable. But with it comes some dangers. And that is, you know, how can you determine if what you're viewing or what you're reading is AI or not? And I think that's where we're going to see some implications. You know, for example, like Elon Musk, one of the mothers who looks after his children, was suing Grok and XAI because of deepfake images. So when you're looking at an image, how do you know if it's real or if it's AI generated? The same thing applies for text. How are you ever going to figure out if the article that you're reading was AI generated or written by a human? I think this is going to have some massive implications, and this subnet is really going to tackle that issue.
Yeah, so the issue at hand here from that we are getting from the explosion of AI is like how to detect if content is AI generated or human generated. And even just scrolling through TikTok or Instagram, it's hard to figure out if a video is real or not. I basically just assume that everything's fake now. You can go into the comment section, AI, AI, you know, like someone sends me a funny cat video. It's AI, right? But the bigger implications of this for like, you know, schools, for essays, for homework, for medical papers, for research, are these things AI generated? And this is where the business opportunity lies. So today we're going to be talking about Subnet 32. It's AI, and it is a AI content detection as a service. So imagine if you are a large education network or if you are a large medical company or a research paper company, you need to know And you need to detect if content that is being submitted to your platforms is AI generated, because you don't want that. We want human generated content. And that's exactly what It's AI has built. They have built a platform using the BitTensor algorithm to detect if content is AI generated. It's genius.
So It's AI is a market leader for detecting AI generated text. They have a 99% accuracy in determining if it's AI text or not. That is massive. So this is the most accurate AI detection in the world. According to the World Academy of Science, Engineering, and Technology, this is the biggest and most robust benchmark for this type of test globally. Mm-hmm. This ranks number one, and it's a small market cap on a subnet on BitTensor.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. It's so simple. All you do is copy the text, paste it into the platform, and it'll tell you if it's AI or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very simple pitch. This is something that we are going to see education systems need. We're going to see institutions, enterprises, anywhere where there is text content that should be generated by humans. And, you know, universities, high schools, this is big, big business. We can't have humans submitting AI-generated essays, getting their doctorates, becoming doctors when it was all AI-generated, right? Mm. We need to have a verifiable proof system that is showing that people are actually still doing the work. That's where It's AI comes in. And it's a simple path for a business like this to see adoption and revenue, because they charge for their services. If you want to use It's AI's technology to generate or to detect if this is AI generated or not, you pay them. So for me, it's a simple pitch. It's something that the world needs. And we're still at the very beginning of this AI generated content boom.
It's AI platform has a few different things that you can kind of tap into here. One of them is the deep scan. So what you can do is when you copy and paste the text into the platform, you can identify exactly which sections are AI or not. So it's not just going to report, yes, it's AI or no. It's going to be like, hey, look, these words here specifically were AI generated, because, you know, a lot of people will utilize ChatGPT and then they'll copy and paste and they'll move things around and be like, okay, look, it wasn't AI generated.
Yep.
It's going to catch on to that. They also have a plagiarism checker, so you can quickly and accurately review all instances of plagiarized writing on the plagiarism detector, mm-hmm. and get an in-depth analysis of any potential plagiarism with just one simple click. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be really useful for institutions, organizations, but also personal. So teachers, writers, students, machine learning engineers, recruiters, you name it. Everybody can tap into this easily, and they generate revenue.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of the things that people in the BitTensor ecosystem have started to talk about subnets, that Michael White, who we had the pleasure of interviewing, is about valuing subnets. It's like, okay, what kind of revenue are you generating? What is the market size that you're operating in, and how are you going to capture some of that revenue to value the subnet in the business? The global AI detection market is already worth hundreds of millions of dollars and should be and is projected to become a multi-billion dollar market very quickly as AI-generated content explodes. So when you see education systems and governments and online education platforms, universities, publishers, enterprises, all looking to detect whether content is AI generated by using exactly what you just described, I see multiple monetization avenues for It's AI, which includes subscriptions. So they can, you know, sell their AI detection tech to schools or institution. They can do enterprise licensing. They can do API usage fees, custom integration, and even white label solutions. So people can take their AI generated or AI detection tech and use it in any other way that they want. I think this can actually lead to real revenue for It's AI. And currently, with their tiny market cap, this is, again, not financial advice, just our opinion, this is where the value lies. It's where people find a subnet which can have real revenue in a real market, but the market cap does not reflect that yet. That's where value in investing lies. And again, this is just our own opinion.
Yeah, look, they have the enterprise packages where you can sign up for $95 a month, educational institution, $5 a month, and then more of the personal premium packages for $12 a month, $30, $20 for pro packages. So there's all these different avenues where they can actually generate some revenue. And the great thing about that is you don't need crypto. This is like they're obtaining revenue from outside the crypto world. You just have a credit card. You can start using this, and you know, it's something that appeals to everyone, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to be AI based. You don't have to be a tech head. It's super simple. Copy, paste, figure out if it's AI or not. So they're generating revenue external to BitTensor as well, mm-hmm. right? We all know within the BitTensor ecosystem, there's these alpha tokens. And the better BitTensor subnet performs, the more emissions they receive, the more tau that they receive, which means that they can now utilize that tau to, you know, further bolster the platform that they're building or spend it on marketing, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the great thing is they're receiving the tau rewards, but they're also receiving all the revenue that we just alluded to previously.
Yeah, and you know, this is now past the idea stage. So It's AI has already rolled out a pilot program for their AI detection tech in private schools in the UAE. We all know how forward-looking places like Dubai are with crypto and AI, and the fact that they are now getting their tech into private schools in the UAE shows me they're getting their tech out there. They're seeing if there's product market fit. They're seeing an avenue to real revenue and adoption for their tech. So I like the fact that it's past the idea stage. It's now into product market fit stage. So that for me is another tick box. When you're looking at valuing subnets, a subnet that's actually getting their tech out there and working with real partners is always good to see.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, this is super easy to understand. Copy text, paste it, figure out if it's AI. Everybody can wrap their head around that. Mm-hmm. There's also obviously a huge requirement for this moving forward as everything becomes AI and you can't trust anything online.
Yeah.
Right? They have a path to revenue generation. You know, this is one of those few subnets that, you know, is actually showing that they can and demonstrating that they can make money. Mm-hmm. So I really like what they're doing here.
Yeah, I think It's AI sits at the intersection of AI safety, AI regulation with a path to monetization. And as we said, Bitensor subnets are getting very, very hot right now. We're seeing money flowing into the Bitensor ecosystem via the subnet Alpha tokens. So if you're looking for a subnet that could be a potential big winner here, again, not financial advice, just our own opinion, look at It's AI.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.